And August is drawing to a close. I can't believe it, Jeremy. It's so sad.
Yeah.
There is still time to celebrate National Sandwich Month.
is that what this is?
That is August. Or the beginning of the school year, because sandwiches become fine art during the year. So resident chef Kathy Gunst is here to talk about one of our favorite finger foods. Kathy, expound on sandwiches.
Well, they are very popular all over the world. You name a country and there is a sandwich from it, from the Scandinavian open face sandwiches to French tartines to Vietnamese banh mi to American peanut butter and jelly, grilled cheese, tuna fish, egg salad, on and on and on. And it is. It's National Sandwich Month. Woo-hoo. Who knew?
And this all came, as legend would have it, from the Earl of Sandwich.
Well, yes, the fourth Earl of Sandwich, Jeremy,
Earl.
Please.
Yes.
John Montague was supposedly gambling in London in the 1700s for 24 hours straight. Try that one. And he got very hungry and did not want to stop gambling. So he put a slice of roast beef between two slices of bread and he didn't want to interrupt his game. Supposedly that was what began it. But 800 years before the Earl, the fourth Earl, a rabbi of all people, it was Passover, the Jewish holiday, and he made a Hillel sandwich. And that involves taking two pieces of matzah with herbs, and matzah, of course, is the unleavened bread, and the herbs symbolized the pain and the bitterness of slavery, and the breads resembled the flatbreads that were made in haste by the ancient Israelites as they fled Egypt. We could fight it out forever.
Okay, but let's not.
Good for us
that
it exists.
These sandwiches that are
yeah, let's cut to the chase here. But let me ask you both a question. Growing up, what was your favorite sandwich?
You have it right in front of me. I have to eat this. This is a
tomatoes.
Okay, so Robin's favorite sandwich that involves
sandwiches.
Summer tomatoes.
Maybe tuna, but you don't have to. I used to
Did you have your tomato sandwich on Wonder Bread?
No, we were. But although, let me ask you about that. I have this gorgeous tomato sandwich. I want to ask you about it. But let's just talk about bread, because we're talking to Dan Buehler of Blue Zone Solutions. And one of the things he says is, you know, bread, it can be negative for you unless it's whole wheat or sprouted or a certain kind of sourdough.
Yeah, I mean, I think bread gets a very bad rap. Yeah. I think in moderation, it's great. I think if you eat sandwiches three times a day, you're going to get into trouble. What you have before you, Robin, is a 4-grain whole grain bread with fresh ricotta cheese, salt, pepper, a green zebra tomato that was picked from my garden about 3 hours ago, and a beautiful, I can't remember the variety, of red tomato. So we have a slice of green, a slice of red. People will see it on the website. Drizzle of olive oil, crumbled fresh basil, salt and pepper. To me also, I'm telling you, that is summer on a sandwich. But it's an open face, and that's another way to get around the bread issue. Have one piece.
I would be eating it if it were Wonder Bread, and I'm going to. Jeremy, take over.
Well, by the way, I'll answer your question. I was a grilled ham and cheese person as a kid.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
But this looks much more interesting. So what do you have here?
Well, so for you, Jeremy, I have two sandwiches. The first one on the plate there is a hero sandwich developed by my friend Shannon Hill. She and her husband own Maine Meat, her partner actually, which is a sustainable butcher shop in Kittery, Maine. You've got pickled onions. I don't know if she pickles them, but I did. Provolone cheese, lettuce from my garden, tomato from my garden, zucchini relish. You've got koto ham, which Jared smokes. It's amazing. You've got a picante. You've got two types of salami.
It's a lot harder to talk back to you, Kathy, when the segment is about
this is
sandwiches.
How I like
they
it.
Really do
yeah,
fill
right?
up your
I'm
mouth.
I'm not saying anything anymore.
Right, right.
Except
just
that's,
talking.
That's an amazing sandwich.
Yeah. I mean, the idea of these things is that you're just layering flavor. That's what you want to aim for in a sandwich. You don't want just one thing or two. You want to layer lots of flavors on. Think of any sandwich that you eat all the time, including a grilled cheese. And what would happen if you shredded daikon radish on it, or grated carrots, or what if you took that tomato sandwich and just threw a whole bunch of herbs on there, or some smoked turkey. You want to just keep thinking outside the box.
And again, these are at hereandnow.org. We've got the recipes. But what is this one, Kathy?
So this is my favorite.
Yeah, that's a Reuben. And that's from Zingerman's Deli in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Can we just say hi to Zingerman's? We just love them.
Yeah, it's pretty fabulous. So they send this kit in the mail. And you get your corned beef and you heat that up in the oven. And you get this gorgeous rye bread and you heat it up. And beautiful Swiss cheese and Russian dressing and sauerkraut. Everything's heated. You put it in a skillet till the cheese is melting. What do you think? All the way from Michigan.
You know, we had some very serious
he
questions.
He can't talk. I really, no, really like this. He's usually giving me a hard time. And,
just,
you know.
Just one. And we'll have all this information here now.org. But this is an excuse for us to eat sandwiches. But what's the best way to keep a sandwich from getting soggy?
Sometimes the best way is to keep the elements separate if you're packing it for the office or a kid's box lunch for school. In other words, don't put the tomato on it yet. Don't put the lettuce on them. Let them put it on at the last minute. A little bit of olive oil on the bread, too, keeps it from, you know, getting the soggy sandwich, bad news.
Here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst
with some sandwiches.
And we've got them again at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, guys.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. We're saying goodbye to our intern, Christina Bartson, who's going back to Emerson College.
We'll give her part of our sandwich.
It's all yours, Christina. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.